Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strictly Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because everybody remains anonymous. I'm anonymous on my show too. You can see some of me on my YouTube channel if you want to. Go to my YouTube, Strictly Anonymous Podcast. But if you want to be on the show, I change everybody's voices. You could email me from a phony email. You could call me from a block number. Like I said, I change your voice. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. Now, if you just have like a naughty confession that you want to get off your back, you could call my confessions hotline. It's available 24/7. You could call that number. It's 347-420-3579, 347-420-3579. If you want to talk to me on the DL because you got like a problem or issue and you don't want to, but you don't want me to air the episode, I offer that. I charge $100. It's a 45-minute call. I love those calls because I love nothing more than to analyze somebody's life for them and try to help them figure out solutions to their problems. So if you want to talk to me, but on the DL, go to the description and click on the link. There's a link there that you could click and just book the time with me. Now, today I have on Greg. Greg, I thought we were just going to be talking about gangbangs, but his whole situation is a lot more messy. It almost goes into like Jerry Springer territory eventually, but it's super interesting. He called in to talk about all the gangbangs that he set up with his wife, as well as his bi experiences. And then we got into talking about their lifestyle now. Okay, so like I said, first we talk about how he met his wife. He was involved in the lifestyle before he met her. And then the minute he met her, she was like fucking down. They got into it. They were into the lifestyle. And she was like really into gangbangs, wanting to do them. They started setting them up. He talks about the rules that they had and how many guys they had. I mean, there was other girls there sometimes. She was into girls too. They were pretty open with each other. He was allowed to see other people, but he was also cheating on her. He talks about that, which doesn't make sense. We go into why he was with a woman who they had a whole open relationship. They were all banging other people. Yet he was still seeing girls behind her back and not telling him. But she was also doing these gangbangs. He would set them up. There was one time where there were like 17 guys, I think, and 4 girls. We go into all of that. And then eventually his wife like turned around and was like, I'm not into doing this shit anymore. He talks about why that happened, when that happened, and what happened after. And what happened after, she was like, let's not do that, but let's, you know, stay together, but have an open relationship. And they decided to have an open relationship. And soon after, she wound up hooking up with like an ex-guy of hers. And now they're dating. And she's been dating him for like 10 years and they're still married. And you're like, why the fuck is he staying with her? And then you find out that her other guy is like got a wife and has been dating her for 10 years. And the wife has no idea. And they're still living together. And it's just like a crazy. That's where it starts to be like, oh, that's like Jerry Springer. I'm trying to get the wife on to get her perspective of everything. He does talk about all of his bi experiences. He has hooked up with guys and done threesomes, oral and then anal and all that stuff. And we talk about that too. But like I said, it eventually just gets to the point where he's at right now, which is like his wife has a boyfriend and he still lives with her and they're still married and he's still in the lifestyle. But he's not like, you know, hooking up and getting as much action as he used to. And that's what we discuss. The whole story is super interesting. Hopefully I'll get his wife on to explain her side, but you're going to want to hear his side first. So I'm going to be right back on with Greg.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Greg. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm good.
You're good. I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you. I don't know much, but I do know you're calling in to talk about like the gangbangs that you and your wife throw or have thrown and been involved in, or I don't know. I mean, you need to tell me the story because that's all the information that I have. But whenever there's a gangbang involved, I always know it's going to be a good story.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had to start at the beginning, which is about 20 years ago, 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of thrusted into the swinger lifestyle by some friends at a bar party in a hotel. And I had a room there, and next thing I know, I'm with this girl, and next thing I know that she invited married friends that we knew over, and we're all having sex together. So now I realize I'm a swinger.
Yeah, and that was your first experience, and you think that the girl had set it up? She was like a swinger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing, well, I'm sort of like you, that the minute I'm thrusted into something, I'm going to do all the research on it, and I'm going to get involved with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I'm researching online, I'm reading books, I'm finding out things, like what the terms mean. So, I guess I became a hardcore swinger after that. So, I meet my wife.
No, you're not telling that story good, okay? Let me just drag it out a little bit, because you're like, somehow you wind up in a hotel room fucking other people. Like, there's a bunch of people there. You all have sex. You're like, oh, I guess I'm a swinger. You do some research, and then now you're hardcore swinging and you're married. I mean, were you married at the time? Is that the woman?
No,
that
I wasn't.
With?
I was single.
Okay, so, so throughout being single before you married your wife, like, how many years were you swinging for?
About two.
So 2 years you got into the community. Now, did you meet your wife while swinging, or was she a vanilla person?
She was a vanilla, but she took to it like a fish to water as well.
Well, how do you explain to a girl? You know, I mean, here you are dating this woman. You eventually marry her. Like, when do you put that card on the table and say, hey, by the way, I'm into swinging?
Luckily, I had friends who were in the lifestyle. There were also kind of her vanilla friends too, so they kind of steered her into, we're kind of melded into like that community together.
So you never brought it up to her? I don't understand. Like, did you ever have a conversation? Like, how does she wind up finding out that you're in this whole world? If I'm dating a guy and I, you know, meet him, you didn't tell me the first date. Like, when did you let her know what you were into?
Wasn't too long after the first date.
What did you say, and how did she react?
She just wanted to be friends with benefits at first.
Okay.
So I just said, look, I'm in the swinging, and this is what I do. If you're ever interested, these group of friends that we, mutual friends we have, are also swingers too.
Okay, and she was like down for it, because you guys were just having sex when you met her, this was your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I get it now. I just, it was hard to understand, you know? I'm thinking it's some sort of traditional dating scenario, but it really wasn't. You guys were just banging. So it was sexually charged relationship, just about that. So it's easy to bring up, hey, I'm a fucking swinger. Because you're not thinking you're going to marry this girl at that point.
No.
Right.
Well, the decision to marry her became after our first swing experience.
Tell me about that.
Well, a friend of ours had a party and we're all playing around, and I didn't know she was bi. I mean, I leave the room to go do something, get a drink or something, and she's in a room along with one of our mutual friends, a female. I come back into the room, and she's going down on her, and like that was a decision. Oh, I got to marry this girl because she's just like into it.
Right, as into it as you were, because you had been doing stuff before, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that was the decision. We were swingers.
Okay. And she was down for it. And so now you guys are playing around. Yeah.
This is the days of AOL.
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
And soon after that, we got married. We went to a courthouse in Ohio and got married. And our wedding night was paid for by a friend of ours, just a hotel room. And we, on our wedding night, we get interrupted by three friends. We're naked in bed. They want to come in the room for some reason. Actually, it's to smoke weed.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing I know, she's on a bed with her friend, filling her up on her wedding night.
Oh, a female friend.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys have like a threesome, foursome, fivesome on your wedding night?
Five. Fivesome.
Okay. And now who's doing who? Everyone? You're like, she's down with you having sex with women and all that shit too?
Yes. And soon after that, she gets the idea of that she might be interested in having a gangbang. So at this point, I'm just a swinger. I don't know how to organize a gangbang.
Yeah, it's hard enough to organize a regular party for people to show up. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, to get so many people there that she would be into. It's a hard work. Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yeah. So she talks to a friend, another swinger friend, and she tries to help us with it. But she invites non-vanilla people to our first gangbang.
Well, what do you want? Vanilla people at a gangbang? I don't understand.
No. She invites vanilla people to a gangbang.
Oh, you said non-vanilla. She invited regular people to the fucking gangbang. Why? Yeah. Stupid.
I don't know who these people are that she invited.
Okay.
And, well, there's like seven of us in there. I'm naked. My wife's naked, having sex with a couple of guys, and I'm watching, trying to keep up. And these people show up who are not in the lifestyle, just watching and judging. It was like, if you're not here for this, you got to leave. Eventually, they leave, and that was our experience of a first gangbang.
Was it good? You're kind of like, you know, not so great of a storyteller. You're just like glossing over things. I mean, I'm just like wondering, are you interested? I mean, I could tell you liked when you saw your girl with another girl. I mean, are you very interested in seeing your partner with men? I'm assuming. I mean, is that a big turn on for you?
I really enjoyed watching her with other men and women, but I enjoyed her with men because she's uninhibited. With me, she seems very inhibited. She's not very loud, but when she's in the lifestyle with other men, she really gets off on it.
Wow, that's interesting. And I know eventually you have some bi experiences, so we'll talk about that. But at this point, have you had any bi experiences?
I had one experience with a guy in a hot tub. Sounds like a plot to a bad sitcom, but I had gone down on a guy in a hot tub for like 2 minutes before an ex of mine who was also in the lifestyle interrupted us.
But you were into it?
Yes.
Okay. And that was your only experience back then, before I'm assuming you had more, right?
So give me more to gangbang. Yeah. My wife's friend that she works with lost her job. And as a way to supplement her income, she thought, well, maybe she would throw gangbangs.
This is a regular woman from her work, or someone she knows is in the lifestyle?
No. Well, she worked with her, but she was also in the lifestyle, but she knew her before she worked with her.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my wife said she would help out. And I went along for the ride, basically, as the guy who was security.
You were security. You wind up being security.
Yes. I was the one who would say, basically, what can or cannot happen. Or if a guy got too out of control, I was the one that had to show him to the door.
That never happened,
but that was basically my job.
So she starts to put together these gangbangs. Now, how much input does your wife have, you know, as far as the guys that she's selecting? What is she into?
My wife has pretty much total control of, like, the guys. Well, not totally the guys, but she invites her own guys that she knows. And it was always a set of rules that for every everything is like, no means no. Ask before you do anything, and then condoms were a must.
Mm-hmm.
So that was basically the rules that we had about it.
So and massive, so total condoms. She has total control. She says no, yes. It's all up to her what the fuck could go down. Does she do anal with these guys?
No, she only does anal with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least back then she only did anal with me.
Okay. All right. So how does the first gangbang go that this girl sets up for you guys?
It was interesting. My wife actually had sex with a couple of guys that she knew already, but didn't know they were in the lifestyle. We knew them already, but didn't know they were in the gangbangs. So we did a couple of gangbangs a couple of times, and my wife seemed to enjoy them. She didn't really enjoy them with her friend as much as she did by herself, because my friend tended to drink too much. Our friend tended to drink too much. And if we have a philosophy, if you have to drink to do it, you shouldn't be doing it.
So her friend was also getting fucked by these guys? I mean, it was like a two-girl gangbang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two girls.
You didn't tell that. You're the worst storyteller. Okay. I'm going to have to talk. Yeah, you're horrendous. But it's okay. You have good stories. I'll get them out of you. Don't worry. That's what I excel at.
A couple of times we had one gangbang, we had four girls and 17 guys.
Oh, my goodness. So your wife and three other women and 17 guys.
Yes. And we had, and my wife fucked 11 of our. I always remind her of that. She does, for some reason, she does not like being reminded of that.
Why not? Why do you think?
I don't. It's another part of the story where we're not in the lifestyle anymore.
Oh, okay. We'll get there. So wait. But at first, when she's doing these and the girl is setting it up, she prefers it when the other girl isn't there because the girl's too drunk.
Yeah. She likes the other girl, but the girl gets too drunk for my wife's sake. So we eventually had to stop doing it because it was becoming too much drama with her and her drinking. I wouldn't say she's the single crazy female you always hear about in the lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. But your girl, though, obviously loves gangbangs. I mean, was that 17-guy gangbang the most guys she ever did at one time?
Yeah, she only did 11 at that party, but yeah, that was the most we ever had at one party.
What was the average, though, at these gangbangs that you were doing that would show up?
If my wife was doing a solo one,
mm-hmm.
it would usually be about 8 to 10.
Wow.
If it was her and her friend, it was usually like 10, 12. We usually had a mathematical equation of one girl to every five guys would be a good starting point for, usually, because guys will get too anxious if a girl's too busy, but five seemed to be the right number per girl.
And now, what were the demographics of the guys that would show up? I mean, you know, what?
My wife is only into BBC.
Okay. So
only into black guys.
She's only into, and is she white or is she black?
She's white.
Okay. But she's totally into the BBC. So when she's having a gangbang, are you black or white?
I'm black.
Okay. So she's only into black guys. And so she, for her gangbangs, that's what she prefers. No white guys ever. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
No. Well, she's done a couple of white guys in lifestyle, but she's all been black guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so it's always black guys there. Now, do you how hard is it to find guys to show up to a gangbang? Like, I mean, is it typically the same guys in rotation coming to these things, or are there always, like, new guys to find? And where do you find them?
Back then, it was AOL and Yahoo groups.
Yeah.
And it was typically the same guys we always had. We used to have them every couple of months.
Yeah.
And
that's what I would think.
They would generally show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would generally show up because if you have a successful one and the guys have a good time, they tend to want to come back.
Right. I don't think it's that easy to find a bunch of guys to show up to a gangbang. I mean, and I think that once you find the guys, if that's like what they're into and they know that this woman's down, they're going to want to be in rotation, you know, and I would assume that that's the way that it went. Now, did you ever, like, I know that you're there as security. Are you partaking while you're there, or are you having sex afterwards with your wife? I mean, you have to be getting off on this because you love seeing your wife. Like, when do you get pleasure? During the gangbang or after?
If it was my wife and a friend, I would join in with her friend once in a while. I only had oral sex with a friend. Or if we had like other women there, I would join in with them. But my wife usually, it was usually afterwards, because I didn't know the guys and I didn't know what they were like into, because I didn't wear condoms. And I don't know if guys want to go in where after a guy didn't use a condom. But I've come to find out nowadays that doesn't matter. Guys don't care.
Okay, but back then you didn't participate with her because you would have had to use a condom and you didn't want to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you would have, but like, so after your guy would do all, your girl would do all those guys, she was still ready to go with you when you got home.
Oh yeah. Actually, right. those are the best sex experiences were after a swingers party or a gangbang when we went home.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have the best sex.
So that's like that reclaiming sex, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, did you guys play solo at all, or were you always together when you were doing these kind of things?
She played solo with the guy that we had a threesome with.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that was a time that I actually had contact with another guy. I had oral with him too, because he was into guys. We'll find out he was into guys. So we had a threesome like that where we performed oral on each other.
Mm-hmm. Was that your only experience with a guy, or after that did you like get down?
After that, I had a couple of more experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was really not great. But that's farther down. But she spent the night with a couple of guys. Didn't bother me any at all.
I would assume maybe you like it. Maybe you're a little bit of a cuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that was back then.
I know, me neither. I mean, that was a new, I just found out people were into that kind of stuff doing my show. And I don't even think in the beginning, I've been doing my show for about 8 years. I don't think in the beginning when guys will call in and talk about these kinds of scenarios that they had that cuck word so available. Yeah. I just kind of knew, right? But you kind of were a cuck. Now, would you see people? You didn't see anyone, so.
No, I did. Not that she knew about it. I was basically cheating.
What?
I was cheating in the lifestyle. Yeah,
But you know, isn't it so fucked up? I mean, I think that, listen, I know that it happens, but it's always so fucked up because like here you are, a guy married to a woman who's super open, completely upfront, puts all her cards on the table. She's like, yeah, I want to fuck a ton of guys and have gangbangs. And she's doing it all in front of you, being completely transparent. And you're like, and you can fuck girls, you can fuck her friends, you could blow guys. She's down with it. And yet you still feel the need to cheat?
It wasn't necessarily a need to cheat. It was more necessary need to. I didn't want to have the argument about, oh, I'm going to see this person and her asking the argument. Well, you don't know him now. Well, what are you doing? I can be my own judge of character. And I think part of that was her own jealousy.
So she was jealous, even though, I mean, you have to talk about that. So, like, you guys are here, you are playing hardcore with other people, her with many guys. You go into swingers club. She's sleeping with women, too. She likes them. She's seen you blow guys. But she had issues sometimes with you, and that's what you didn't want to sort of work through?
No, I didn't want to sort through the issues of... I didn't want to deal with her jealousy. It's like, it's not even like she's not even involved. It's just a sex thing, and I'm just going to go do it and get it over with, and that was it.
But, I mean, you didn't get enough sex at the club, like, because it seems like, listen, you guys are completely in the lifestyle. You were in it before her. She was down with it. I mean, you kind of had a very open, free life to fuck whoever you wanted. I mean, was it that just every now and then you meet a girl that's not in the lifestyle and you'd be like, I need to fucking have her, too? I mean, like, I don't understand.
Well, one girl I met who was in the lifestyle, but my wife didn't like her.
Oh, okay.
And so
why didn't your wife like her? Do you know?
For some reason, she didn't care for her.
Well, and did this girl know that your wife didn't like her and still fucked you anyway?
No, I kind of played the buffer and said, no, my wife's not interested. Really, she's not really interested in getting together with us, but we can get together. She's fine with that.
So you lied to her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys
or I know, or if I know that this woman is not my wife's type, I'm not even going to bring it up.
And you're just going to, but if it's your, if she's your type, you're just going to go sleep with her.
Yeah. And to be honest, one of my swinger clubs, when we used to go to swinger clubs, I was not getting as much action as you would think I was getting.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that. That's interesting because I feel like I have heard that before. Like it really is like a woman's world where they are in control and they get anything they want.
Yeah. Unless you have a huge performing cock, you're not really, I mean, it's women's choice. I mean, they're going to go to the guys who want to perform their best. And unless you get that opportunity, you're not really going to make an imprint on anybody.
Right. So I guess it's ridiculous for me to be thinking that, like, here you are just because you're in the swingers world that you could fuck whoever you want, because that's not the case.
No.
Right.
No, it's
right.
Not.
Yeah, it's wrong of me to sort of think that. You're actually reminding me, like, that's not the case. So you're not getting, and in a weird way, I have to assume that maybe, you know, the way you framing it in your head, like, look at all the action she's getting. So, you know, if you want someone and she's not into it, I don't know. Is that the way you kind of saw it? Like, it's only fair, even though you're not telling her?
Yes, it is. Like, oh, she's getting all this action. Why can't I get it? I got to get action when I can get it. Even though we have a pretty normal, exciting sex life just ourselves. But if we're in a lifestyle and I'm not getting some outside of marriage, it really isn't, it's not really, as we're not really swingers. It's just her being a swinger and me watching her. And I wasn't totally into that cuck lifestyle back then.
Right. I mean, listen, everyone's different. Some guys, that's enough for them. But for you, you wanted that variety just like she was getting to. I mean, right? You wanted as much extra outside action as well as what you were getting from your wife, just like she was. But she didn't want you to have that. You felt like she was more particular with who you could play with?
Yeah, she wanted people that she knew already that she could trust.
Right.
For
some
reason.
Right. So you weren't jealous at all when it came to her with guys, but she was jealous when it came to you with women.
Oh, I had my fits of jealousy, but it was, wow, you never made that sound with me before. What was up with that?
Well, yeah, you did say.
You should be a student.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. I was like, wow, what was that?
Yeah, listen, anybody would say that's in the lifestyle that there's always going to be some jealousy that comes out every now and then, but you just kind of sort of talk it through. I'm just wondering why you guys couldn't get past her jealousy. I'm just thinking maybe some guys, it's like a typical guy thing. You know, they don't want confrontation. Like, they don't want to have a conversation. I feel like with your girl, you probably, if you could have maybe worked through it, but maybe you didn't even try to, and you just went and did it because you're like, I don't even want to deal with the conversation.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's like, I didn't want to deal with it. I did what I want.
Yeah, so
anyway.
You didn't bother. You didn't even try, but probably you could. That's just what kind of boggles my mind and I think is fucked up because I think that a lot of men roll that way. Guys don't really like confrontations. They don't want to fucking talk about shit. Women do. We love that. Okay, we're fine. But I feel like you didn't probably give her the chance to maybe work through her jealousy and have those conversations so that you could have more variety in your life with her being in the know as opposed to you doing it privately. Did she ever find out that you were cheating on her?
Yeah. Because one of the people I have has a really big mouth.
Right. And what happened? And she told her?
I mean, I didn't find out until years afterwards.
That she knew?
That she knew, yeah.
So you got caught, but she didn't really care?
No. No, not as much as I thought she did.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You didn't even give her a chance. Maybe you could have been doing all that stuff on the download, but you just didn't want a deal, so you just went. So you were seeing some people behind her back, but you guys were still swinging and doing all of this stuff. Let's get back to the story, because I know that you're currently not doing gangbangs and stuff. Like, you know, how long?
I'm not doing it with my wife anymore, but I'm still trying to throw gangbangs. It's really difficult as a single guy.
Okay, so you and your wife broke up. You're divorced?
No, well, no, we're not divorced. We just, she stopped being in the lifestyle.
Okay, so tell me what happens. Okay, you're doing all these gangbangs. You're seeing girls on the side, but she doesn't really know, nor does she care if she even found out. But I mean, you know, like how many gangbangs does she wind up having, do you think?
Between 15 to 20 over about 6 year period.
Okay.
And then it just all of a sudden she said she stopped. She didn't want to do it anymore.
Do you know why?
Well, I never got a answer other than the fact that she said she grew up.
How old was she when you met her? No, it can make, listen, it makes sense to her. But let me just ask you, how old was she when you met her?
27.
Okay, and how old was she when she told you, like, I'm grown up now, I don't want to do it anymore?
About 36, 37.
So how did you take that? I mean, did she not want to do any kind of swinging? I mean, was she all of a sudden like, oh, I would want to be vanilla and monogamous and all that? Or was she just like, I just don't want to do gangbangs?
Neither. She wasn't doing either. She decided that after one gangbang, she decided that she didn't want to do it anymore.
And did she expect you to get out? Like, how did that conversation go? Because here you are still in the lifestyle doing your thing. You weren't, I'm assuming, sick of it. So, like, what was the deal moving forward?
I was still in it. I didn't have any expectation to be just to stop doing it.
But she also didn't tell you you had to.
Yes.
She was cool with it?
In not so many words, she was not cool with it. So she decided that, hey, we're going to have an open relationship.
Oh, okay. See, this is more than a gangbang story. This is like interesting. So she's like, okay, listen, I don't want to do that. But if you want to still go do that, let's have an open relationship. And listen, I know for some reason, because there were some dogs barking that I edited out before. And you were like, oh, if my wife's boyfriend came by. So I know that things go really crazy here. Okay. So
yeah.
What the fuck happens? She tells you that you decide to have and now you're cool with having an open relationship at that point?
Yeah, I'm thinking we have an open relationship. I'm going to go back to days when I'm single. And single in the swinging lifestyle and get any woman just about possible. But apparently it's not like that anymore.
You're not 20 years old anymore. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm not as healthy. I'm older, and women are not open to a man who's not emotionally available.
Yeah, it's not that easy. That's why they call them, like, you know, unicorns, the ones that want to go with the couples and stuff. But yeah, so you were finding it hard to meet other people, but was your wife going out and meeting other guys?
She went out and met a couple, but she reconnected with an ex-boyfriend.
But while you guys are still married, is she, like, telling you about this while it's happening? Were you concerned?
Well, I wasn't as concerned until the sex in our relationship just completely dried up.
Okay, so you weren't concerned. There were no red flags. I mean, you guys hadn't really played solo that much before. But
no.
At this point, because you have an open relationship, she's allowed to go out with that guy, and she's going out with that guy, and you're, like, fine with it for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong move. So was it a year before things dropped off that she was dating, like, seeing him on the side? Or did it happen fast where they reconnected and fell in love and she was, like, not fucking you anymore? Like, what was that time period like?
They were still talking on and off. While we were still married.
Yeah.
So it was pretty quick. It was like maybe a month. Like one night she went out, came home, and told me, oh, I fucked him, and that she's in a relationship with him now.
You guys sound like the worst communicators. And what happened? And then what did you say? I mean, did you flip out?
No. I just went, all right, okay, I'm going to go out and do the same thing. And it's been difficult ever since.
Now, are you guys still together as husband and wife? Do you guys have any kids?
No, that's part of the coping thing too. We just lost a stepdaughter recently. I just lost my stepdaughter recently. That's why I'm really kind of cordial with the boyfriend.
Oh, your wife had a child that she lost.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness, that's horrific. And her only one. I can't even imagine. Okay, so you guys. So how long has it been that this is your lifestyle?
They've been together 11 years.
What? You and your wife have been married, barely any sex? Because you said the sex went out the window. Is she still banging you this whole 11 years while she has this guy boyfriend?
Not consistently.
But she throws you a bone every now and then?
We haven't had sex in 6 years.
Okay, so are you guys like roommates? Are you still married?
But yeah, we're still married. We split up for about a year.
Why did you decide to get back together? I mean, it doesn't sound like
I had some health problems.
Okay, and she helped you out?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I am 51. She is turned 49 this year.
Okay, so she's still dating that guy. You guys are all friends? Like you just said, that guy came over. That was your wife's boyfriend. You're cool with him?
We're cordial. We're not necessarily friends. We're cordial.
Uh-huh. And he knows that you're around. I mean, does she have an open relationship with him?
Extensively, but she doesn't see anybody else. He's married. His wife doesn't know about it.
What? Oh, my God. This is now we're getting into Jerry Springer's, like, scenario, like, we're territory. Wait. It's like, oh, my God, I can't even. Does she know you're calling into the show?
No, not. I was going to tell her today. After I talked, but I'm going to tell her I called into the show.
Yeah, I would love her side of things. Oh, my God. Can we get her on?
I'll try.
Do you think she'd be down to talk or
maybe?
Yeah, you know, I think you're not such a great communicator, you know, like, so maybe if you do ask her, though, like, ask her. I'd love to have her on and hear her side of the story because it is super interesting. So she is with a guy. She left you for another guy who has a wife who has no idea for the past 11 years this guy has been seeing somebody else?
Nope. She has no idea. They plan to see each other around his wife's work schedule.
Wow. So they're both like having their cake and eating it too. I mean, like she's got the perfect life. Like she's and the husband. Yeah. Oh my God. And then you're over here like barely having sex. Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in 6 years.
Okay, you haven't had sex with her in 6 years. Now, are you still in the lifestyle? Like, do you go to swingers clubs ever, like as a solo guy?
Yes.
And how is that going for you? I know it's harder as a solo guy.
It's really kind of difficult, but I also have been in a couple of threesomes with guys where me and a guy play together.
Mm-hmm. So you get your rocks off that way. Have you gone any farther than like oral with guys?
Yes, twice. And the first time, it did not go well. I was with this guy, with this girl and this guy, and this guy was hung like I don't know what.
Oh, my God.
And when he split me like a log, and it did not fit, and I was like, nope, it's not happening. So we basically spent the evening doing oral.
Okay.
And lesson learned there is just because it fits your vagina does not mean it fits my ass.
Yeah. Too big.
Yes.
Okay.
So then I met another girl and another guy, and that time it went guy. It was, I would say, almost nearly perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It basically got. I'm addicted to the feeling that guy gave me that one time, trying to get it back again.
Right.
It was very intense and I loved every second of it. I never had a feeling like that before in my life.
Do you think you could ever possibly date a guy?
No. I thought about it. Yeah. I thought about it to the point of even trying to try it, but no, I can't.
So you haven't found any females to date at all since your girl?
Nope. No women whatsoever. I have one that I'm talking to right now that she's married. She hasn't had sex in 10 years with someone. So I'm trying to work it out with her so I can see her, but no, nothing consistently.
Wow. It's so interesting that there's just all these people out there doing all this shit. Like, here you have, like, all these married people entangled in all this crazy stuff. There's a lot of mm-hmm. sex and no sex going around. I mean, do you know if your girl and that guy do, like, threesomes and stuff? Is she getting down like that with him, or is she really hung that hat up and doesn't do that kind of stuff with anyone?
She kind of hung that hat up. He wants to, because he wants to watch her eat pussy.
Yeah.
But she's, it's like, she tells him all the time that she can have a threesome arranged in 5 minutes, but it will be with another guy. And he's not interested in that.
Oh, okay. But she doesn't want to bring home another girl for him.
Nope.
She's more jealous of the girl thing with her guys.
Yes.
Right. And does she ever feel like that? Do you know if she's happy in that relationship with him that he has a wife? Like, do you ever feel like she wants him to leave the wife and her be with him exclusively?
Yes, she does want him to leave the wife, but hasn't told that to me. But I know her.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's sad. I really hope that you're, like, out there really looking for somebody, because you don't want to be left high and dry if that ever does happen and she goes someplace else, right? I mean, right now it sounds like you guys do have maybe, like, a friendship. I don't know, a roommate situation going on. I mean, you certainly don't have you're not getting your needs met from her as far as a relationship is concerned, correct?
Yes. Needs are not met at all during a relationship, and this year will be our 20th anniversary.
Right, but you really ended things like 10 years ago.
Basically.
Right? I mean, she's been dating somebody else. She barely has sex with you.
We sleep in separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even honest with each other about sex. She doesn't tell me when she has sex with them. I don't assume they have sex every time they go out to each other, but I told her before that not all sex is penetrative. I mean, she can talk to me about sex with him. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know. Isn't it weird? Some people, they just can't be honest no matter what. But, like, look, you weren't being honest with her when you were with other people. Maybe she just feels weird telling you. Who knows? But she keeps that secret from you.
Yes.
Right.
And it kind of bothers me, but, you know, that's her. That's the way she wants to do it. That's just the way it has to be.
Yeah, maybe you guys stay together just like because you're paying half the bills and stuff. Like, is things split like that? Is that a part of it?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're both helping each other.
Some of the bills on behalf, but she makes way more money than me. But, yeah, that's basically it.
Right.
And I don't think she wants to look. I mean, I've had some health problems over the last 10 years, and I don't think she wants to look like she's throwing me out in the street with the issues I've had.
Right. So you're both. Because, listen, I know my YouTube community. People are going to be going mental and being like, oh, how could she do this to the guy? And they're going to be saying all kinds of things. But, like, you're both getting something out of this arrangement that you have. I mean, she is taking care of you in a sense, right? Until you maybe meet somebody else and you are able to be there. You said she makes more than you. So she's, like, helping support you. She's taking care of you. You're also cool with her because she just went through a very hard, like, loss, and you guys are still, like, sounds like friends and friendly, and there is something you're both getting out of this, or else one or both of you would have left this situation.
Yeah. Well, I did leave for a year. I moved out.
Why'd you go back? Because of the health?
Because my health.
Right. You needed help.
I couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And how long ago was that?
Probably 2 years ago.
So 2 years ago, you left for a year. And so you've been back with her for a little while. Was it hard going back, or are you happier there? Or were you happier alone?
I was happier alone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably.
I mean, even though I was alone.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting, like, the sexual action I was thinking about getting. No one was banging on my door to come see me, but I was happier.
Of course, because you don't have this thing hanging over your head. I mean, I feel like you were a little shafted in this scenario, right? And because you're not having as much fun as her, and she found someone, but you didn't, when you opened up, you know, it It must be difficult for you. I understand. You know, and listen, I don't think she has the ideal situation either. I mean, she fell in love with a married guy and she could only see him on certain times. And then she's taking care of you. I mean, you know, it's not like anyone's living the life. Okay.
No.
Right?
No.
You were at one time. I mean, think about where you came from. I mean, you had this wife that you met. She was having all these gang bangs. Everything was going down. You had action. You were cheating on her. I mean, is it going to be okay for her? You're going to let her listen to this podcast. You talked about you're cheating on her.
Yeah.
You don't care if she hears that?
Nope. I cheated on her a month after we got married.
Does she know that now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you told her all this shit like afterwards?
Yeah.
How did she feel about it?
I had the unique ability to turn around on her saying it was her fault that I cheated a month into the marriage. Oh,
at least you could admit that you manipulated that. Like you did that just to take it off of you. How did you, what'd you say? How'd you do that?
I was like, well, if you were around more and did more and were willing to do more things, I wouldn't have done it.
And she was cool with that? She accepted that? But you know that was like what you just said, actually, which I think is cool of you because it's very self-aware and honest, is that you turned it around even though that wasn't really like the truth, right? You just used that excuse, yeah. But that wasn't the truth. It was just you wanted that person at that time, so you just fucking did it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. At least you're honest about it because I think a lot of other people maybe wouldn't, but you were able to tell her that she bought it. So it's okay if she listens to and hears it. I would love her side of this story. It would be really interesting to hear from her. So mm-hmm. Let her listen. Let me know if she wants to come on. Thank you so much for calling in. It is a very interesting, kind of crazy story.
It is, right. But you know, it's disappointing to me because I have this mindset of I want to be in the lifestyle, but I really can't anymore because it's not as much fun. Because yeah. I think I really miss the sex. I miss the people. I mean, a lot of the people you meet are fun, exciting people, and it's not pretentious. Like you go out places, and I hang out with our coworkers, and I hate hanging out with the coworkers. All they do is talk about work.
Yeah, no, I have heard from so many people in the lifestyle that they wind up actually becoming, you know, all their vanilla friends fall all by the wayside and they make more friends in the lifestyle because the people happen to be super cool, fun, great people. Why can't you why can't you still be friends with those people? Like, why has that not been able to be something that you've kept up with if you're still go to the swingers club and stuff? Is it because you're older now and you just don't feel like you connect?
Yeah, I'm older. I'm just don't connect, and it's hard for me to get around because of my health issues.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. That sucks. You know? And so maybe it is time, like, eventually, or, like, you know, hopefully you can meet somebody to have, like, a real relationship with. Like, listen, I don't know what your health issues are. We're not going to get into it, but maybe that's never going to go away or you're never going to be able to go back. I don't know. But so what would take the place of all that, like, sex and gangbangs and everything? Like, maybe if you got a real relationship again with somebody else, wouldn't that be nice for you? Is that something that you would like?
I would like, but I don't think it's going to happen while I'm still married.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm trying to throw gangbangs again. You know, I can't get around as good as I used to, but it's finding that is difficult to do.
Right. But if you're not working, I don't know if you're working, but I mean, you could make that your job. You could be a gangbang coordinator.
Yeah.
You have the experience. You have the experience. Yeah, maybe that's your solution. I'm trying to figure, like, where do you get your happiness from? I feel a little bad for you. You know, you're kind of like in a place where you're not really, you haven't come out ahead yet. You had a curveball. Things didn't go your way. You've had a tough time of things. You know, how do things turn around for you? I thought maybe, oh, you meet a real, you know, have a real relationship in your life. Maybe not. Maybe it's you set up some gangbangs and you get back into that world and you find a place and a way that you could, with your health issues, coexist still doing that stuff that you love and being in the lifestyle.
Yeah, I really would like to start throwing gangbangs again, but it's difficult to find the women available for them.
Yeah, well, you want to put a shout out? Where do you live? You want to give out your location? I'll forward you any emails I get. Any girls looking to do a gangbang, Greg will put one together for you.
BBC only.
BBC only. That's who you know, right? I mean, you could get the guys, right? It's a matter of finding the girls?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, well, you should like do a... Put an ad out or something in Reddit or whatever, you know, right?
I'm on FetLife.
You are? Okay. Well, why don't you give a shout out? What location are you in? Do you want to? I mean, I won't give out your email or anything.
I'm in Michigan, so.
Okay.
I'm in
so
Detroit area.
All right. Anyone in Michigan, if any, you know, of a girl that wants someone to put together a game. Because listen, I think that they're very hard to put together. You need somebody to coordinate that and everything. So if anyone's in the Michigan area and you want a gangbang set up, Greg is ready and available to hook one up for you. Maybe I'll try and get you a gig, a job. I feel for you, Greg. I want you to be back on top somehow.
Oh, thank you.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad, it's not, listen, it's never the end, right? I mean, everything is like a chap, like I'm talking to you and this is like where you're at right now, but you know, you're still young, you're only in 50, you know, what's ahead for you? I'd love to know when things do turn around for you and I'm, they will, they always do. And I just wonder, I'm hoping that for you. So keep me posted and get your girl on my show.
All right. I will try.
All right.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks so much for calling in.
No problem.
Bye. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous picks of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.